The government is under pressure to make inroads into housing unaffordability. This week, a report found New Zealand one of the most unaffordable markets in the world to buy a house. Kiwi Build has been a big part of the government's solution, but only 33 homes have been built so far. Phil Twyford is the Minister of Housing and Urban Development and joins us now. Tēnā koe, good morning, Minister.
Good morning, Guyan.
So we've got a crisis, you've called it that, and the response has been to build 33 houses in 15 months in office.
Yeah, so we absolutely accept that there is a housing crisis, and we're committed now and in the long term to working through on a range of policies to tackle both the immediate unmet need for affordable housing and decent housing, while also tackling the underlying structural problems that got us into this mess. We've found, Guyan, that in the first 6 months of the Kiwi Build program, it's been tougher than we expected to get the early numbers up.
Why is that?
In the early couple of years of the Kiwi Build program, the intention was that the what we call the Buying Off the Plans initiative, which is where we're partnering with private developers, helping de-risk those projects to incentivize them to build the affordable, modest starter homes that the market basically hasn't been delivering for first-home buyers. That's just been a little tougher than we expected to get the early pickup.
But look, why?
Oh, it's a matter of incentivizing developers to move off an existing business model that they have, which is to get the maximum return on capital by building fewer but more expensive homes. And we're trying to get them to change that business model and build a greater volume of the affordable homes. You know, the market's currently producing fewer than 5% of the new builds are in that bottom 25% of the price range. That's where first home buyers traditionally buy.
Okay, we'll move on to affordability. I just want to get this target, because you seem to be, well, perhaps softening us up for the fact that it might not hit the targets. You've got 1,000 built by July this year. That is the target, right? We're agreed on that?
Yeah, that is our declared and published target, yeah.
And are you going to meet it? Can you guarantee this morning that you will meet that target?
No, I can't guarantee that. I mean, I think it's going to be tough to meet that target, and we're really focused at the moment on doing everything we can to refine and improve what we're doing, the way that we're working.
Okay, hang on. So you're saying this morning you can't guarantee you're going to meet the target?
No, it's a target. We've always aimed to meet that target, and we're working flat out to do everything.
So what do you think it's going to be, Minister, by July?
I'm not going to give you a prediction right now. I mean, we're working on that right now. We've got several hundred...
Well, what's your new target, to put it that way? I mean, you're talking targets. What's your new target?
Well, we're not setting a new target. But look, we've got several hundred Kiwi Build homes under construction. We've got 4,000 Kiwi Build homes under contract, and another 10,000 that we are committing to in the large-scale urban development projects that we always intended would be the source of the most of the Kiwi Build homes over years 3, 4, and 5. And that's why we are moving to set up an urban development agency to lead those large-scale projects. They will deliver much of the volume of Kiwi Build over the next few years.
Okay, so you've abandoned the target for 1,000 by July.
No,
you've just abandoned it this morning.
No, I've said it's going to be, at the moment, we're 6 months into this first year. It's going to be tough to meet that, but we are working as hard as we can improve what we're doing.
Okay, you talked about it being difficult to get the pickup. You've actually got fewer than 300 buyers, haven't you? I mean, you call them in the technical terms pre-qualified buyers. You've got 267 of them. These are the people who have gone through, and correct me if I'm wrong here, but these are the people who have gone through the pre-qualification process, right?
Yeah, but that's not an indication of the level of demand. We actively advise people who register. There are 46,000 people who've registered on the Kiwi Build website. We don't advise them to pre-qualify, which means going through all the stages of the paperwork and having your bank finance confirmed and
contracted. Yeah, but that's the serious buyer, right? I mean, that's anyone who's serious about buying has to get into that position, right? Because they can't do so otherwise. You've got fewer than 300 actual buyers.
No, but as far as the Kiwi Build houses go, it makes no sense for people to pre-qualify and go through all the paperwork until there's an actual home in a KiwiBuild development that they want to purchase and go into the ballot for or just purchase directly. So that's not a serious indication of demand. Look, there's been some commentary out there questioning whether, in fact, we have a housing crisis and whether there is a need for affordable homes. KiwiBuild is trying to meet a very real need there. There simply is not the stock of affordable homes that young first home buyers can afford, and that's what we're trying to do.
Well, let's talk about that then. Let's talk about affordability, because in Auckland, your price of KiwiBuild homes, and I know it's a cap, but some of them are at this level, are $650,000. Now, that is six times the median household income in Auckland, putting it in the range described by Demographia as, quote, severely unaffordable. Now, there's no debate about that. That's not my terminology. That's the technical terminology, because the price-to-income ratio is more than six times. Was it the aim of KiwiBuild to provide houses at a level which is severely unaffordable?
It's always been our aim to build homes that young first home buyers can afford. And what you've just described...
But they can't. They can't afford it at 650K.
Well, there are. If you're on a household income, let's say in Auckland, the pre-tax household income, if you've got two people earning and you've got a household income of, let's say, $100,000, you can afford to buy a home of $650,000 at its full price. That's a deposit $35,000 approximately. You can get $20,000 of that through the government's HomeStart subsidy.
So you're saying that it is affordable to buy a $650,000 home, whereas Demographia, this survey that you've quoted many times when National was in power, is putting that in the rate which is severely unaffordable?
The Demographia indicator is an indicator of the housing market overall. There's no question that New Zealand as a whole, and particularly in Auckland and Queenstown, these markets are severely unaffordable. This country is a housing basket case. That's why we're doing KiwiBuild. That's why we're building more state housing. It's why we're setting up an urban development authority to build large-scale urban projects. That's why we're doing all this. But don't forget, in Auckland, the average house price is $1 million. The average. We are building houses that are $650,000 maximum, but many are in the $500,000s, that are affordable for people who have household incomes of $90,000 to $100,000 or more.
Mm. You know, you used the word building, but are you building them at all? I mean, it seems that you've moved from building to delivering. I mean, rebranding houses that are being already built by developers, aren't you?
No, not at all. We're doing everything we can to ensure that these houses are built. We are building some of them ourselves using redeveloping Housing New Zealand land. We're doing deals with developers to repurpose government land that can now be used for housing. And we are partnering with developers to incentivize them to build affordable homes. Don't forget, there's been a complete market failure. Fewer than 5% of the new builds have been in the lower 25% of the price range where first-time buyers traditionally buy. The market has failed. That's why KiwiBuild exists, because we are intervening to fix a broken market.
You talk about more than 4,000 under construction, but it's true, isn't it, that 3,500 of those are yet to be announced. How can that be so?
So there are 4,000 that are under contract, and they will...
Under contract, yes. So, and 3,500 of those are yet to be announced.
Yeah, that's right. And they're over the next few years, and they're a mix of deals with private developers and homes that the government will be building in partnership with Housing New Zealand.
Right, but the details aren't available, because why?
They'll be announced in due course. The projects, the details of the wider projects haven't yet been nailed down, or it's some time away. So.
Okay. Can I finish with the resignation of Stephen Barclay from the chief executive role at KiwiBuild? What can you tell us about why the leader of this program has gone?
Well, Guy, I'll say this. It certainly hasn't helped having the head of the KiwiBuild unit embroiled in an employment dispute. over the critical early months of the program. But I've, as I've said all the way along, this is an employment dispute. There are lawyers involved on both sides. And as the minister, it would be unfair and inappropriate, I think, for me to wade in and comment publicly on the details of the dispute. It would risk, I think, prejudicing one or both sides of the dispute. And I think that would be a really unwise thing to do.
But but on the other side of that, this is one of the biggest government policies. The taxpayers have paid his salary. Do they have any right to know what happened, at least to know whether this is going to cost them in terms of a golden handshake?
Of course, public money is involved in implementing a big government policy. And that's why it would be unwise for me to wade in and make public comments on a dispute, because that could end up actually increasing or causing a financial liability, and I don't want to do that.
Okay.
It's a dispute that's best resolved by the parties to this dispute, and I hope that'll happen as soon as possible.
So are we going to get a new leader for KiwiBuild, and if so, when?
There are moves underway to put new leadership into the KiwiBuild.
Are you going to replace him as a chief executive?
I don't think the specific description of the role's been resolved yet, but KiwiBuild's been...
Hang on there. That's interesting. So you're saying you're not going to have a chief executive of KiwiBuild?
I'm not sure that's been resolved yet. So there are moves underway to get the leadership of the KiwiBuild unit sorted out. But let me make it clear, over the last couple of months while this has been going on, the work has continued and senior people have stepped up and played that leadership role.
Thanks for your time.
We're focused on building more affordable houses.
All right. Thanks for your time this morning. Housing Minister Phil Twyford.